Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Welcome to the West Plains Civic Center in the Joe Paul Evans Arena for Grizzly basketball for the final time during the regular season this year. The Grizzlies are at home today going up against the Three Rivers Raiders from Poplar Bluff. Over here to my right, Jim Lambert takes care of the video stream. Brian's back in studio engineering as we get started here in just a couple of minutes. The Grizzlies and Raiders both coming off losses to the same team. Mineral Area beat both of them last week. They beat Three Rivers by a final of 61-53. Then the Grizzlies lost by a final of 75-58. And this is the third meeting of the season between these teams. The Raiders won the first two by a score of 90-69 and 84-72. Starters being introduced for the Raiders. Their starting five will be Drew Ward, a freshman guard from Longview, Texas. Matt Hampton from Frisco, Texas, is the two guard, and he's a really good player. Antonio Williams, very athletic, 6'7 sophomore from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. David Francis is a 6'6 redshirt sophomore from Brooklyn, New York. And Johan Pouch plays in the middle for this basketball team, Three Rivers. He is 6'10". He is from Dusseldorf, Germany. Now the Grizzlies starting five will be as Josh Redfield introduces to our crowd, which, by the way, I think we've got the best crowd we've had here for a ball game since maybe very early in the season, but a pretty good crowd is assembling here. Been a busy day. We've got this, of course, and the Grizzly baseball team playing over at Scissor Ballpark. They lost the first game of a doubleheader to the State Fair Roadrunners. I think John Kinslow was telling me it was 17-3. But here, the Grizzly starting five, once again, will be Guy Lindsey from Endicott, New York, at a guard. From Cape Girardeau, Blaine Harris, 6'6". Duvon Barbie plays usually around the post. He is 6'5". John Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana. And Tyrell Smith is the fifth and final starter for the Grizzlies. These teams have had inverted seasons. Three Rivers is 19-9. The Grizzlies are 9-19, but the big difference is in the conference, where Three Rivers is 7-4 on the year, and the Grizzlies are 0-11. James Bickham, Kelly Hunt, Philo Demirs, that's your starting officiating crew lineup. Kelly Hunt, he'll put the ball in the air, and this game will get started. Johan Pouch, with about 4 or 5 inches height advantage, wins the tip, and this game's underway. Matt Hampton out front for the black clad Three Rivers Raiders. He's cut off at the right elbow, back out to the point. Antonio Williams, he's a tough matchup. Now down the middle, backing in, kicking to the right corner, and a turnover on the Raiders, threw it out of bounds. David Francis fired it to the right corner, and nobody home. If we kept this a half-court game, we'd have a shot. But we've lost by 21 and by 12. Three, good, by Sean Glass. That's the way to start the game. 3-0 Grizzlies. On the left side, Drew Ward gets a screen, goes right all the way down the hole, scoop shot, laid up off the rim, and good. He is a very, very solid player. Drew Ward from Longview, Texas, makes it 3-2. Three Rivers in straight man-to-man. Ty Lindsey out front dribbles. Screen to the right. Lob down low. Good pass. Good catch. Shot up and no good. Barbie may have been stripped away, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies with 18:51 to play in the first half. Got several folks from Poplar Bluff here today. Here's a pull-up on the left elbow. Jump shot, Sean Glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by David Francis. From left to right, here come the Raiders all the way to the hole. Blocked by Sean Glass, and he comes away with the ball. We'll go back the other way with a three-on-three. John circles outside. He's on the left side, goes to the baseline, wrap around to the far side in the corner. Now three by Barbie is short. Rebound comes along to the free throw line. Johann Pouch has it. Gets it over now to Matt Hampton at the point. Near walk there by Antonio Williams. Back outside, they set their offense. 3-2 ball game. Grizzlies on top by one. Just starting here at the Joe Paul Evans Arena in the West Plains Civic Center. High screen. Ward dribbles in, got away with a drag foot walk, shot it high off the board, up and good. Drew Ward getting his team off the schneid with a couple of field goals. Ty Lindsey to the point. Tyrell with a long three straight up, no good. Ball to the baseline, saved by the Raiders. Down the key all the way in, pump fake. Shot by Matt Hampton, and a foul will be called on the play, so he'll shoot two.
Foul is called on number 15, Barbie.
Javon Barbie picks up the personal foul, and Matt Hampton. He'll play Division I basketball for somebody next year. First free throw try is good. Most of the year, I was on his wagon to win the Player of the Year in Region 16, but I think I've backed away from that just a little bit. Here's the next try. No good. Pouch gets a rebound. Goes up left and good. That's called 6-10 against 6-5. Pouch with the offensive putback. 7-3 suddenly. Tyrell Smith, left side of the floor, to the point. Out front, Sean with a catch. He's got a shot for a three. That's no good. And four black shirts with inside rebound position. Down the key, Williams turns, faces up, shoots and scores. And we are a candidate for a timeout very quickly. 9-3 is the score now. Grizzlies in the home white. Raiders in the black, as it should be. Tyrell Smith drives the lane all the way. Left-hand scoop layup, no good. Didn't get a call, didn't get bailed out. So back we go the other way with Matt Hampton. Left corner and a travel, or he stepped out of bounds. Second Three Rivers turnover. And outside of that shot that Sean made, we're just spinning our wheels right now in the mud. Ty Lindsey, 24 on the shot clock. Off the screen, Tyrell's got another three attempt, and that's way off the mark, short. And pulled down by the Raiders. And that will bring Josiah Green into the game for Tyrell Smith. Hampton up high, 15 on the shot clock at the right point. This is Antonio Williams, bounce pass, free throw line. Johann Pouch, trapped in the lane, gets it out to Williams. Still shooting the left elbow, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass, good defense by the Grizzlies right there. Blaine Harris, he'll shoot a three from the left wing. That's no good. We had a game inside the last 2 weeks. Here's a shot inside, up and around, and good by Matt Hampton. And now the timeout with 15:32 to go. I was going to say, we had a game here just a couple of weeks ago where the Grizzlies had 43 three-shot attempts 11-3 is the score here. 15:32 to go in the first half. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, for your bee needs.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
15:24 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies with one field goal in the first 4.5 minutes. It's a familiar story. Slow starting. Josiah Green out front nearly lost the ball, had to chase it down and got it back to Ty Lindsey. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 3, left point. Good. Ty Lindsey makes it 11-6. Ace Evans in the game for the Grizzlies. They've got Manuel Kimbama in the ball game. He's a 7-footer. He has it at the free throw line. Got away? No, he didn't get away with it. A walk is called on Kimbama. Manuel Kimbama. I said he's 7 foot. He's not. He is 6'8" from Angola. He plays more like 7 feet. Down the key all the way. Driving layup. Good by Ty Lindsey. Now got the ball to the basket. 11-8. Tristan Fleming. Shot from the side. No good. Rebound. Nobody went for the ball. And the rebound putback is no good, but a foul on the play. When that ball comes off the rim, we can't have anybody standing flat-footed and just looking to see what happens. Tyrell's first foul, and it'll be Allen Stoddard at the free throw line. First try is no good. Stoddard is a 6'7" redshirt freshman from Atlanta. He started several games for them last year. First free throw off, and another to come for Allen Stoddard. And it is good. 12-8 ball game. Grizzlies have cut the lead for Three Rivers from 8-4. Here's Ace Evans. Let's see how Ace is functioning today. Tyrell gets a lob pass inside, tried to pass it off. Pump fake, right hand reverse is good. Tyrell makes it a 2-point game. To the right corner, to the baseline. Stoddard bumped off the ball, lost the ball, out of bounds, last touch by the Raiders. Clayton Robbins will come in for Javon Barbie for the Grizzlies. Clayton has got more playing time as the year's gone on. Now, some of that's out of necessity because of injury, but when he has been out there, he has equated himself very well. In the front court, Ace Evans, 17 on the shot clock. Still dribbling. Dribble, dribble, dribble. We do way too much of that. On the deck, drives in, puts it off the board. No good. Foul in the play. There was no offense involved with that possession. .13:21 to go in the first half. 12-10, and Ace Evans will be at the line. That was the first foul call on Manuel Kimbama, and it'll be Ace to shoot. First try is no good. Ace has been off. last game or so. He's groping in the dark. He's not shooting the ball with the kind of confidence that you're used to seeing him shoot it. And the next one is good. 1 point game. It was 11-3. Grizzlies have outscored him 8-1. And it's 12-11. Matt Hampton to the point. They'll curl inside, lob over the top, and there's the big guy, lays it off the board and good. Kambama got the defense on his hip, and they just lobbed it over the top to the big 6'8 kid. He's not just 6'8, he is long. He has long arms. Ace drives the lane all the way. Right hand layup is good. Well, that's been more effective than throwing it around the infield so far and just dribbling a lot. Get that ball to the basket and get some fouls on these cats. Left point, curling, free throw line. Wide open jumper is good. Unguarded, two for Josiah Cotto. Cotto, a 6'2 freshman from Orlando, Florida, gets the lead back to three now for the Raiders. Grizzlies in the front court. Ace to the right corner, Tyrell Smith. And the Raiders have gone to a zone here, it would appear. Nope, still man-to-man. Tyrell in the corner for a three. It's no good. Rebound, pop four, and Josiah gets it, kicks it out. Ball faked by Ace, and he'll set up the offense again for the fresh 20 seconds. Here's a drive by Ace, and he gets fouled on the drive. And we get a whistle, and we'll get a timeout. With 11:51 to play in the first half, the Grizzlies have cut the Three Rivers 8-point lead down to three. It's 16-13, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
We're about halfway through the first half, 16-13. The Grizzlies trail by three. They have the basketball into their own basket. Ace Evans will throw the ball inbounds. Gets it in to Clayton Robbins in the corner, and he'll circle outside. Off the screen, Sean Glass on the right wing. Josiah Green spins to the middle, up and under, right-hand layup, no good. Josiah wanted a foul call there and didn't get one. Curling over the top. Fleming to the corner. Cotto now out to the right wing. On the left, here's an open look for a three, and it'll rim off. Rebound, Clayton Robbins got good position on Johan Pouch and got the board. Here's Sean Glass. 15-footer, no good. No one went for the rebound. And now the ball is loose and stolen in backcourt. Sean Glass has it. And I think we have a shot clock issue right now. The shot clock probably should have reset at 20 because Three Rivers didn't really have full possession of the basketball there. So we'll make, well, no, that's not the case. They're going to say it should read 25. I guess they just reset it too slow, and so they took 5 seconds off. 25 seconds and counting. in the possession. Ace Evans out front, and he has the ball just flat taken away by Allen Stoddard. Up the middle of the floor, Hampton puts it up on the run, high off the board, good. You dangle it out there in front of some of these cats, and now it's going the other way. Sean Glass out front, way outside. Clayton Robbins with a three. That's no good. Rebound fought for and picked up by the Raiders. They come back with Tristan Fleming. He lost the ball on the wing. Now circles outside. Stoddard wide open three, in and out, and the rebound over the back. Couch had it, lost it because Clayton Robbins took it away from him. We haven't made a shot in a while. 18-13. Step back by Ace. No good. Rebound Raiders, and here they come again. Two on three. And a blocking foul will be called on the Grizzlies. That'll be on probably Desiah Green, and it will be. Desiah with the foul, third on the team. And they will give free throws on this play to the free throw line. It's Tristan Fleming, 6'4 sophomore, Memphis, Tennessee. First try is good. Seven players have scored for the Raiders, four for the Grizzlies, 19-13. And no good on the next, and the rebound, Blaine Harris. 19-13 Raiders. We're close to another media timeout coming up here pretty soon. Tyrell Smith. Deflected pass. Kai Lindsey chases it down. Allen Stoddard at 6'7", guarding the 6'1", Kai Lindsey. And now blocking foul out front. Stoddard will pick up the blocking foul at 9:32. Robert Kirby is the head coach of the Three Rivers Raiders after Gene Best was there for like 1,000 years. Kai Lindsey in the lane, drives in, right-hand layup, spins it off the rim, no good, and Pouch gets the rebound. Hampton spins baseline, cut off well by Blaine Harris. 19-13. Again, we haven't scored in a while. Over a high screen to the right wing. Back out to the point. They're looking in for Pouch. He gets it on the low block. Johan Pouch pulls his way inside. Ball bounced across. Loose ball stolen. Sean Glass comes back with it. Going to the hole. Puts it high in the air and good. Floating to his left. Shot it back against his body. And Sean with that bucket now has 5 points. 19-15. Out high, Stoddard inside. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Blaine Harris, saying that he evidently held the Raider players. He reached around to get the steal, got a hand on it. And Blaine picks up number one. From underneath. Raiders lob it out front. Matt Hampton back in the left corner. Cotto dribbles across, stops, fades away from 13 feet. Good. Josiah Cotto has four. 21-15 Raiders. Lindsey to the right wing to Sean Glass. Popping out. We're running some motion offense here. That's good to see. Kai Lindsey. Cut off, lobs out front. Sean Glass with five. Pulls up, three ball, left side, good. Sean Glass, second three. Now, Sean's mom is here today, so he's going to play good. He's not going to play bad for mom. Coming all the way up here from West Monroe, Louisiana. Right side, Cotto drives in, shoots high off the board, good, and a foul on the play. The basket will count. Javon Barbie picks up the foul on the shot by Tristan Fleming. We'll get a timeout call with 7:37 to play in the first half as Kelly Hunt goes to the scorer's table and starts the clock. 23-17 the score. Raiders lead by six, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
7 minutes, 37 seconds left in the first half of this ball game. The Grizzlies are down by three. I'm sorry, they're down by six. 23-17, and the shooter will be Tristan Fleming, who just made a shot, got fouled on the shot. Second foul on Javon Barbie, and the free throw try is good. Fleming makes a free throw and goes out of the ball game, and they'll take him out, put David Francis back in. Drew Ward is back in the ball game now for the Raiders. Left side of the floor, Ty Lindsey. Back over, Tyrell Smith. Wrap around, far corner. Here's the three by Blaine Harris. No good. Rebound, Tyrell has it. Ace drives in, kicks it back outside. One thing teams have learned this year, you give ground with Ace. Here's the shot from the point, no good. And the rebound, Johan Pouch. Under the 7 minute mark of the first half here at the Civic Center, 24-17, Raiders. The first two games, the Raiders led by 12 at the half and by 13 at the half. Right side three by Ward's, an air ball. That's out of bounds. And Robert Kirby does a little hollering at Drew Ward after he shot the air ball. Don't do that. Here's Ace from straight on, from way out, no good, and he just doesn't have it right now. Ball comes off the pouch. Here come the Raiders. Set for a three on the wing, no good. Tipped out, picked up by Blaine Harris. Grizzlies think about running a little bit. That's as far as it gets. The Raiders pressuring out front. Ky Lindsey with it. Cut off, kicks it cross court, Sean Glass. Right elbow, fall away jumper, good. Boy, he is good at that shot. He hit Sean 15, 17 feet. He can knock those down all day long. 24-19. Josiah Cotto will hand the ball out the point. They'll move it with Antonio Williams on the wing, a three, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have basically three guys in there trying to keep Pouch off the boards. And it doesn't matter. Pouch just reaches probably the top of everybody. When he reaches up, all you see is armpit. Clayton Robbins back in the ball game for the Grizzlies out front. Matt Hampton. Curl over the top to the right elbow, spins to the middle, back outside to Ward to the low block. Ouch. He backs in, bumps, left-hand shot is no good. Tipped up, picked up by the Grizzly. Clayton Robbins, pretty good defense that time. A two would make it a one-possession game. Here's a three instead in the corner, and good by Clayton Robbins. Grizzlies with four threes in the first half. The Raiders have zero, but they lead it 24-22. Now on the side, Williams nearly lost it. Steps in, kicks it over, pouts, left hand up and good. He's just standing there waiting for someone to throw him the ball. And he laid it in with the left hand, 26-22. Ace Evans all the way to the hole. Blocks it off the backboard. Pouch blocked it off the backboard. And now a step through right-hand layup is good by Antonio Williams, his first basket. 28-22. We have, in the second half of the season, been a notorious poor finisher at the end of the first half of ball games. And we've found ourselves in holes because of that. Right now, it's six. Sean Glass. Right elbow follow-away jumper, no good. No rebounding. Picked up by Drew Ward. And back come the Raiders. Ball stolen. Sean Glass with it. Two-on-one break. Bouncing across. Great pass. Layup good by Ace Evans. That's the way you run the fast break. Ace Evans with the bucket. Great assist that time by Sean Glass. A perfect bounce pass across to Ace filling the left lane. 28-24. We will have official statistics at halftime. And ball knocked away and stolen again. Ace Evans with the steal. Sean Glass kicks it over to Kai on the baseline. Someone needs to come to the ball. Well, he just double dribbled. How do you get away with that? Backing down, backing in, ball away from 12 feet. Good. Ty Lindsey. And now we'll get a whistle and maybe a timeout. Timeout by Three Rivers. 2:39 to go in the first half. Grizzlies have cut it back to 2, 28-26. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow Models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
2 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the first half. The Grizzlies look like we were getting kind of weak here at the end of the half, but stabilized. Defense has done a pretty good job holding Three Rivers to 28 points here in the first half, but there's still 2:39 to go. The Raiders and the Grizzlies, final day of the regular season. Grizzlies will play at Moberly on Tuesday night in the Region 16 play-in game. Right point, curling to the left baseline. Kyle Jones in the game at a guard to the right point. They'll cut the ball off. And now inside, they'll post up with Gamboa. And he goes up, and he lost it, but he got fouled on the play. Kamboma, he knows where he should be. He doesn't get very far from the basket normally. Sean Glass will pick up his first foul. Kamboma at the free throw line for the Three Rivers Raiders, looking for their 20th win of the season here today. First try is good. .29-26. One more try, and that's good. For a guy that is 6'8", kind of gangly, he is a really good free throw shooter. 30-26. Evans goes left, picked up by Kamboma. Leans in, shoots, and good. Foul the play, and the basket counts. How in the world did that thing go in? Ace got double teamed on the baseline, and when in doubt, shoot it. He did. He got fouled. Second foul on Manuel Kamboma. Ace Evans, 7 points here in the half. Chance to make it a 1-point game. And he does. .30-29. Again, best crowd we've had, I think, at a Grizzly game this season. Over on the left side of the floor, they'll fake the handoff. Francis to the left corner at the point. And a blocking foul will be called on Tyrell as he and Matt Hampton got tangled up. And that'll be the 17th foul, so it'll be a 1-1, and Hampton may have tweaked an ankle over there. He's taking time, and he's holding his left thigh. Sometimes a player will take a knee in the thigh on a play like that, but he'll get up. He ain't leaving the game. He has free throws to shoot. Matt Hampton from Frisco, Texas, 5 points today. And today is the final basketball game here for this year. And it's sophomore day. Lots of kids were honored beforehand. Now the free throw by Hampton is good. Matt Hampton, 31-29, 1:43 to go in the half. Next try, no good. Rebound long to the corner. Josiah Green has it. Jared Fay shouts out what he wants done here from the Grizzly bench. What he wants is a bucket. Kai Lindsey curls all the way in. Right hand hanging layup off the lip of the rim and good. 31 all. 1:15 to go. Well, we're not going to be in a hole this game at halftime. Pretty much neck and neck now. 31 all to the right. It's Hampton. Pulls up. 15-foot jumper. Rattles in and out. Ball saved by Josiah Green, but not before he went out of bounds. Grizzlies have Damani Barley on the bench in sweats tonight with Jake Sage. Jalen Heisen, Alonzo Easterling would be here, but he's back home recuperating from knee surgery. In the middle, here's the turn, face up, good. And Antonio Williams gets the bucket, and we get a whistle right after that. The foul is on Miles Jones. Miles Jones has tweeted for a technical. Ace Evans will go to the line for the Grizzlies. Ace today, 2 out of 3. And 8 points. First one, no good. He'll get one more. Bend your knees, Ace. And the next one's good. So now, a one-point ball game. The Grizzlies have the basketball with 58 seconds to go in the half. This game started out 11-3 and looked ominous. The Grizzlies have been gritty today. Very good job at the defensive end. 33-32. Kai Lindsey dribbles to the right. All the way in on the baseline. Gets cut off. Circles back outside. Still has the dribble. Picks it up. Pass out front. Ace Evans nearly lost it. Pick back up. They'll dribble over to the left side. Ace at the point. Steps back. Shot a long three. That's just barely drawing iron. Rebound inside. Desiah Green. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. First foul on David Francis. Desiah Green at the line. First try, good. Tie game at 33. Grizzlies could have the lead here. And next one, good. And the Grizzlies take the one-point lead. 34-33. 25 seconds left in the half. Hampton brings it up. Shot clock off. 18 on the game clock. High screen right. Pull up from 12 feet. Good. Foul on the play. Basket will count. And we'll get a foul call, I think, on Three Rivers. Basket will be good for Hampton. Robert Kirby comes all the way to half court. Remember that line the coaches weren't supposed to ever step over? I do, too. And no one pays any attention to it. 7.5 seconds to go in the half. 35-34, and it'll be the Grizzlies at the free throw line here. Both teams are over the limit. So, obviously, the foul after the shot. That'll be the third foul on Manuel Kimbama. Blaine Harris at the line. Hasn't scored today. One here would tie it. And it's no good. Rebounded by the Raiders. Hampton comes back quick. Got to cut the ball off. Kick it baseline. Lost it out of bounds. I have the Raiders for, this is a running count, so it's wrong, but 7 turnovers on the Raiders to 1 for the Grizzlies today. I'll get the official stats from Willie over here to my left in just a minute. 2.7 to go in the half. Desiah Green bounce, throws it in. It's intercepted. Shot from the point, no good, and that's the end of the first half. I don't know what that was. 35-34. Grizzlies trail the Raiders by 1. And we'll take a 3-minute break and come back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY. Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities, and we're back in a moment.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains.